Okay, how about, what other games do you have there?
Duck on the Rock.
How's that played?
We played that on some streets that were very, that had very little traffic. Of course, those are the days before the streets were paved with wooden blocks. I mean, it wasn't the better streets. And the boys would get a couple of large rocks, or one large one, or even a box, and put it in the center of the street, or if we got a vacant lot, or even in the prairie, and put a box, and then put a rock there, and then the one, I forget the name of the one that was who was chosen to be the, I forget what the name of that player was, he put his rock on the box. And then all the other boys would each have a rock or a half a brick bat, and they'd pitch it, each one to get a chance to knock that off, see? And that duck, that was the duck that this fellow had put on there, because he knocked the duck off, right? And knocked out. Then the kids would all run, but he had to get that and put it back on and tag somebody else.
I see.
And if the kids got away before he could tag him, why, he'd have to do over again. But if he could tag him, a kid fast enough, that kid had to go back and
play. I see, that's interesting. What else, though?
Of course, the marbles was quite common in the neighborhoods, you know. They played in the backyards of homes, you know. Every home had a small backyard. There are sometimes a vacant lot. And that also the space on the...
What kind of marbles? What did you call...
The common kind were called the alleys there.
Yeah, but what did you... Okay, what were the others called?
And then the best ones were the Canelias. Uh-huh. They were very fine agate. And some were called agates. They had a coloration, and they were made from real agate, natural agate. But now, today they're making them of plastic.
Was that right?
And the cheapest one, they called alleys. They were very cheap, for five or six for a penny. They were white, they were made of like plaster. They were pretty solid. They didn't have quality, but then there were various grades. Marble, then some made of marble.
The Canelias and the agates were about
They were the best.
They were the best. Were they different?
Well, yeah, the Canelias were like a very fine, fine glass, or very fine, almost transparent, but cut colorations through them. Mm-hmm. And also the real Canelias had a quality which made it possible when the player would shoot his shooter. That's the one that the player would clinch towards the marbles in the ring. If he struck the Canadian hard, he would put a moon, a certain little ring in without not cracking the surface, but in the actual construction of that Canadian.
Did you have a name for that when it was done?
They called little moons. Oh. And then if you had a nicely colored Canadian, the more moons it had, that more precious it made. And folks, I got a Canelia here, and I just, how many do you give me for it? I'll give you two for that one, I'll give you five. And the kids used to trade them.
I see. How about, what games did you play, though, in terms of the pot? You know, did you call it the pot? Did you put the marbles?
With marbles?
Yeah.
Well, we'd play clinching. With the heel of your shoe, as a rule, you dig a hole, about the depth of an open palm, the whole body, about the size of a teacup, a coffee cup.
Okay.
And the ground all around was cleared to smooth away of all obstructions, you know, dirt and gravel and